Well, good morning. Good morning to all this morning on our telecommunication sanctuary. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here in Mississippi on the Gulf Coast, and along with all of the TMC family, say welcome to the Master's Call. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have just gotten us up this morning and started us on our way. And we thank you, Father, just for being God all by yourself. Yes, glory, we glorify you. We honor you. We praise your holy name. And we thank you, Father, that you have put us in our right minds and allowed us to sit at your feet and to speak to you as you speak to us. And we thank you, Father God, that we will acknowledge you in all our ways. And I know, Father, you promised that you would direct our paths. We thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and their humbling answer, yes, to the Master. We thank you, Father, for your word that's forever settled in heaven. Speak to their hearts, their minds, and their spirit daily, Lord God. And even not only to them, but to all that are on this call, we ask that you just strengthen us and keep us this day and the days to come. We glorify you, Father, that you have an anointing on the speaker this morning. Use the woman of God like never before, and we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor. We thank you for Artist Life in its entirety and what you're doing with the company. We ask you, Father, that you continue to bless us in all our ways and keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on you. We give your name glory. We give your name praise. We give your name honor in everything, and we say thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Brenda. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Tiffany. God bless you. Take it away.
Bless you, too. Thank you so much, woman of God, for greeting us and feeding us, for opening us up in prayer, for giving us our tag. We are winners with Jesus on Wednesday, on this Wednesday and every single day. God bless you. Thank you for serving us in excellence. May God continue to bless you and keep you is our prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you, our Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California. And I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this day 12 of our corporate fast. And I thank God for the opportunity to be here in his presence with you. I thank God for our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank God for their yes, which allowed us to be here in this telecommunication sanctuary, which started back on October the 25th of 2010, where lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." Also, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. And you can go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and 14. That is what we are decreeing and declaring this year in 2019. And so I'm just challenging each of you to start decreeing and declaring that over your life each and every single day, and watch what God will do for you. See, the tool that brought most of us together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal health and wellness company with products that are absolutely amazing. And so that is formerly Artist International, currently known as Artist Life, founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. And as the tag says, an appointment with artists will change your life. but only if you let it. And so we thank God for the Diaz de Leon family and for allowing us to be blessed with artist life. And so today, immediately following this call, we will head over to the new morning motivational call with the phenomenal Flanagan's. It is known as Awareness Wednesday. And so if you are concerned about your health and your wellness, then please dial 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound. And that's immediately following this call today. Also, save the date, and hopefully we will see you there on March the 29th, 30th, and 31st of 2019. The Artist Life Extravaganza will be happening in Las Vegas, Nevada. So to get further information, please go to www.extravaganza.artistlife.com. Again, www.extravaganza.artistlife.com. And so I heard Minister Brenda say to you this morning, please, please, please share our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Please start sharing that. All of our prayer directives for our fast are listed on there. You just go on to our website and click on 2019 directives, and you will see the whole list for each day of what we are believing God for, what the topic for that day is, what we're praying for in detail. It gives you scripture reference. It tells you no meats, no breads, no sweets is what we're doing and believing God for. We are standing in agreement. This is not just a Tiffany thing or a Dr. Vanessa or a Dr. PK thing. It's a all of us thing. The Bible tells us that some things don't come about until we fast and pray. So I invite you to join us, and if you haven't started, you can start today. Well, let us hear. It's time to hear what thus says the Lord, and so I'm going to clear the platform. I'll come back with announcements later, but let's hear what the Lord has to say to us. And so our messenger this morning is all the way from the Boogie Down Bronx, New York. You hear her come on the line, and she usually comes on the line blessing us to have the opportunity to greet and see Mother Oliver, who is 103 years of age. So Minister Cynthia, really, for the most part, don't ever come on any line alone. She always brings a guest with her. So that means that she's out there ministering in the marketplace no matter where she is. She is the Honorable Cynthia Cox, and she is a woman who is on the move for God. She is a world changer and a kingdom builder. She is an artist life entrepreneur. She is doing great things in the kingdom. She is definitely a woman who is on the move. And so this morning, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to bring to the line a caring, a youthful, a noble, a talented, an intelligent, a anointed speaker this morning, none other than Cynthia Cox. Are you out there, the Honorable One?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Minister Cynthia, I hear you loud and clear. Take it away. The platform is yours. Oh, and I forgot that H. That H means she is the Honorable Cynthia Cox. Take it away.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Tiffany. Thank you for that introduction. You are awesome. Good morning. Good morning. And happy Wednesday to each and everyone. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for that tag. We are winning for Jesus Christ Wednesday and that powerful prayer. Minister Tiffany, I have to tell you later, thank you so much for that awesome introduction. You are the best. Well, I just want to say again, we want to continue to celebrate Papa Diaz de Leon's birthday. We're going to say happy birthday. I'm like Dr. PK. I last for the whole month. Well, I want to also praise God for the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their leadership and giving me the opportunity to come before you this morning. I don't take it lightly. I thank God for this because, you know, without them, I tell you, I don't know where I would be, but I thank them so much for their leadership. They are awesome, 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 awesome. I will come to you a few minutes, but my thing today is safe in his arm. That's my subject today, safe in his arm. So we have to know that we are safe in his arm, no matter what. There's so many things going on here. Every time you look, you got something going on, but you got to know that it's a God up there. He sits high, but he looks low. He knows your heart. He knows your heart, and I thank you for that, Minister Tiffany. Yes, I am serving and I'm sharing as much as I possibly can, because one thing you got to say, when God wakes you up for another day, give somebody else a gift. A gift, a gift. This is a gift. Let us pray. Dear God, I love you this morning. Thank you. Thank you for another day. God, your hands, you reaching out to us. You making sure that we are understanding what's going on. We love you. We adore you. Father God, we thank you. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for this master's call. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let me go to say, safe in his arm, coming from Isaiah 49:11. If you have your Bibles, you can read along with me, or you can read it later. O Zion, that bringeth good tithes, get thee up into the highest mountain. O Jerusalem, that bring good tidings, lift up my voice with strength. Lift up. Lift up, not be afraid, say unto the city of Judah. Behold your God. Behold the Lord. This is 10. Behold, the Lord God will come strong hand. His arm shall rule him. Behold, his reward with him and he and his work before him. 11 says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lamb with his arm and carry them to his blossom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. This morning, why I chose that, because so many things have happened, and you think that God has just what I want to say, just really just left you, and you don't know how it works. I passed the test once, and now I know that God is with me no matter what happens in my life. I think about the things they're doing in this world. I'm in politics, ministering. Sometimes they say don't go together. Yes, it does. You have to have God first in order to survive this situation. It's no joke. But it's God that's in the midst of all of it. So see, he the one shared this with me. I didn't know anything. I had no idea that I would be on this call. I didn't, but God already knew way before I did. But so I thank him, safe in his arms. Well, we want to say today, all of us go through difficult times in our lives. For some of us, instant, or few, or form, or between, and issues are not that serious. But for others of us, it's difficult, almost constantly, and their nature is very serious, something even life-threatening. When circumstances are overwhelming and the outlook is totally bleak, what we are going through, to whom you can trust, is there hope? Their resounding answer is yes. Yes, yes. I look at what we are looking at this day, and every time you look at the TV, and it's always that situation, what we're going through right now. It came into my spirit after looking at these 800,000 workers on furlough. I, too, experienced that same furlough at the City of New York workers. I didn't understand. I was about 3.5 weeks without pay. I was panicking, But then I knew that, you know, you don't know, but God is, he has a handle on, so we all have to be able to trust in him. Like he says, faith in his own. So I understood that I called my grandmother, where grandmother, you know, they got the words of wisdom. She said, trust in the Lord. He'll see you through. God, people are set free. And I said, you know, I had to listen to grandmother because, you know, they give you, they bought me, she's the one raised us. So, you know, they always got the right words and they know what to say when to say it. And you must listen. So I went on, very frightened, but I knew God was there. So, you know, they raised us in church, so they always say you have to have faith. God's words are found in most wonderful encouragement news. God promised to set his people free from the world with a true believer through every trial and misfortune. They experience it, but he's not only walking with his people through their trials, he also brings them through victory. So many, no matter what grips our personal life, he or she can liberate by God's salvation. God will renew, rescue you, or deliver you from this part of what we're going through right now. His people from whatever the forces hold them to bondage or to hold them down. This is the wonderful message of the present of the scripture. So as I looked at this and didn't understand, I said, you know, it makes you emotional, but you have to understand, you have to be strong. Because I listened to Reverend Sharpton on Sunday morning. We have the, you know, talk radio. And one of the sisters, she called in. She says, you know, she says, this is hard. I am the one, the breadwinner. My husband doesn't have. So, you know, I just, that's why I came to this point where safety is on. You have to hold on. Hold on, God, change your hand, because he is in control. As time, we wrote in Isaiah wrote the wonderful message of salvation. He knew that the Jews were faced with 160-plus very difficult years. For about 93 years, they would witness a stream of unparalleled wickedness flowing through their nation. So we look at this now. It is something, a steam that will gain momentum, rush madly to his innovation and ended the fall of the nation in Babylon. They would then have the hardship of a subject enslaving people. That's what I see this situation going. We are then in a situation here that we have to hold on. And I think this would, my thing to you, it would make you come closer to the Lord, because, you know, you have to have him first in your life. And if you don't, because I found that if you don't put him first, you don't get up in the morning and praise God in the morning, things will be happening that you just can't understand. So I have experienced that, rushing out and say, I pray, but I have to stay still. Stay still, know that he's there. I want to encourage you. A deeper sense of God care and comfort was distinctly needed to do it. There are times when you find it difficult to just focus. I learned now to just stay still. Stay still. Just still. It works. It really works. These people need to trust in God to believe in his glorious promise of deliverance. They need to live righteously, godly, as they looked forward to the day of their redemption by the Savior. Within the heart, they need to keep alive the hope of God's salvation, the hope that he would deliver them from their captivity and lead them back to Judah, and the promises of God, land of God. Keep their hope alive. Like just remember, just that, keep hope alive. The Lord stirs Isaiah to preach such much needed messages. This is a set free through God's salvation. Well, we know that God, salvation, if you proclaim him, you would, he understands. He sees all. You can't get away from it. You can't get around it. All you need to know is there's a God up there. He sits high and looks low. We got to understand that God is good all the time, not sometimes. He's good all the time. He doesn't leave us. We have the time. We don't have time for God, but we have to take the time to give him everything that he's due. This morning, I come before you, that you said, I want to say, leave you with this. Come to me. I will ease and relieve and refresh your soul. Approach you me with confidence, dear one. Know that I have perfect understanding of you and everything that is concerning you. Tell me your troubles candidly. Let the light of my face shine on them and illustrate your thinking. Then rest with me. Clothe me in health because of my presence. You feel free, safe, secured in my everlasting arm. As you spend precious time with me, let me erase and relieve your soul. Amen? Your soul is the most important part of you because of it eternal. The New Testament Greek word for soul is something translated life. Like I said, artist life, life. When you are heavily laid and overburdened, you may feel as if life is draining out of you. But I said, hold on. But often wonderful nourishing care for the vital part of you, I restore your soul, help you to rest, to see from my perspective as I am refreshing you, relaxing you, filling your life with the flow into you. Your soul finds rest in me. Read from Matthew, that's 11:28. You come to me, all you who labor a heavy burden, overburdened, but I will care for you to rest. I will ease and release your refreshing and your soul. Reading from Deuteronomy 33:27 says, the eternal God, your dwelling place, underneath of the everlasting arms. Songs, you know, I love songs. Songs 23:2-3 says, he make me lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the water. He restores my soul. He guides me in path of righteousness for his name's sake. In my soul, I find rest in God alone. I find salvation come from him. Psalms 62:1. So we come to understand that we need to understand that God is only what we need this morning. We need him every day, all day. Well, that's it. I expect a miracle this morning. Praising God, difficult times, seek God, quiet moment, worship God. Painful moment, trust God, and every moment, thank God. So we come today asking everyone, your safety is on. You know God is there, so if you understand all the things that they're going through here with the furlough, just look up and ask God to give you the strength. I was safe in his arm. I thank God this morning for his guidance, for his love, for everything he has done for me in my life. I can't thank him enough. God has been good to me. God and his word stand forever. He fulfills his promises. Oh, yes, he does. Sometimes we think it, we want to move fast, but like I said, the millennium has to move. We have to understand. We have to stay still and know that he's there. The Lord is great than his counsel of teaching. He needs to counsel us and advise us that we need him. We can't move without him, no matter what. No matter what, God needs. We need God every day. Not sometimes. I know that everything that I'm doing in this world and God beyond, I know that when I get to the pearly gates, he's going to say, what did you do? And I just, when I worked the computer, the printout, he could see that I was there. I'm safe in his arm. I thank you. I thank you, and I thank God for everything. I love the Lord with all of my heart. I appreciate everything here. I thank you for just being God all by himself. Lord, safe in his own. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for that profound and on-time word. Yes, we are safe in his arms. Hallelujah. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. But let us go ahead and pray over our prayer directives at this time. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, for giving us life this morning. Father, we pray for each and every single distributor in Artist International worldwide, from the advisor to the platinum president, God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, here on earth as it is in heaven, Father. Father, we thank you and praise you for Minister Cynthia, and we ask right now that you will restore her with virtue that comes from you, God. I decree and declare that every single thing that she needs, that you will meet it and provide it in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray for focus, for persistency, and for discipline over each and every single one of our lives. I pray right now for family support, for wisdom, and for strategies for success, that you would just download them into each of us in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will bring about a spirit of unity, a spirit of one accord, being on one accord, a spirit of teamwork, which will make the dream and the vision work, Father. I pray that you would continue to keep us in health and continue to give us the strength to do all things that we need, God. I lift up every single meeting, every single boot camp training, every single conference call, every single activity, showcase that goes on, God. Let thy kingdom come and thy will be done, Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just be magnified and glorified in every single thing that we do. I pray for favor over the showcases, over the home parties, over the one-on-one, for the new clients and the new customers and the new people that will enroll in the Artist Life family, God. Let your will be done, Father. I pray that these products will continue to transform and change lives all over the world, and that the world will realize that these are the best products on this side of heaven. And God, we will forever be grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare these things to be so, and they will be done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all for joining us here on the Master's Call. To go back and listen to the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-POUND. Remember, we'll be heading over to Awareness Wednesday with the Phenomenal Flanagans. That number is 712-770-4005. Please use the access code 294-617-POUND. Keep in mind that is immediately following this call on this morning. I want to make sure that you don't forget March 29th, 30th, 31st, all roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada for the Artist Life Extravaganza 2019. Please go online to www.extravaganza.artistlife.com. If you don't know anything about Artist Life and you want to know more, please get back with the person who invited you to this call or send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Again, thank you, Minister Brenda, for seating us and greeting us, for opening us up in prayer. Thank you so much for our task for today, that with Jesus, we are Winners Wednesday. And for Minister Cynthia, thank you so much for that profound message, because we are safe in his arms. Hallelujah. And at this time, it has been an honor and a privilege for all of us to serve you in excellence this morning. And I'm going to ask Minister Cynthia if she would come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day. Minister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for your word and what you've done. Dear God, we cannot see the way forward. Help us to trust you that you will make a way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.